Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every Monday through Friday evening at 6:30 and 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And I really welcome you to an arena of thought, discernment, and intellectual dynamism. The first thing, I'll give you a little bit of background about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't aim to have political rhetoric, or we don't aim media lies, media falsehoods, whatever. We aim for honest discernment and truth and facts. Second thing, I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position. I adhere that Jesus is Lord, that he rose from the dead, and that he will judge the world. And I believe in the absolute authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, as well as creeds of the church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. I read the great books, the Christian books, because those are the great books and always will be the great books, whether it's John Calvin, whether it's Martin Luther, whether it's John Bunyan, whether it's C.S. Lewis. These are the top tier of thinkers. If you're interested in thinkers. If you're not interested in thinkers and you're interested in football, then you're not for this show. All right, then, and if you're interested in sports, you're not for this show. This is a show directed to thinking and intellectual people who want to discern and understand and know. Second thing, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, which are visited by many societies all over the world, including Saudi Arabia, China, and Iran and Iraq. I also have had 4,300 visitors to my podcast show, many to my blog talk radio show. And also I would want you to know, which is very important to me, that I am a person who is extremely interested in written thought, and I'm a writer. And I've written 10 books, Christian and legal, and I'm planning more Christian and legal. That's as much as I'm going to say about myself as a preface, and I'm going to talk about the issue is going to be that I'm going to handle as a Christian is, was Marx right? Right now, many societies have adapted the capitalist mode and system, and communism has collapsed in most of the world with the exception of North Korea and Cuba. However, I think capitalist system has kind of been somewhat deficient system. It's based on greed and competition and on a free market system. And I think that a society based on greed and competition is not a good one. The idea behind it is that if people are given some sort of equal starting point, the society will benefit job creation and wealth creation. Capitalism, however, has developed in a somewhat negative direction than originally envisioned. There are a lot of reasons for this. Jobs have been outsourced to South America and Asia. Unions in the United States have eliminated. There's been an influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia to the United States. And there's been a vast transfer of wealth to an extremely small segment of the population. So the free market system maybe isn't so free. Jobs have been outsourced to South America and Asia. Unions in America and the United States have been largely eliminated. There's been a significant influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia to the United States in the name of supply-side economics, and there's been a tremendous transfer of wealth to 1% of the population. And I have to say, manufacturing has left the United States for places of inexpensive labor, such as Asia and South America. So these factors of jobs being outsourced, manufacturing leaving, the influx, the elimination of unions, which brought working people in the middle class, and the influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia, and as well as a vast transfer of wealth to a small segment of the population, has caused the free market system of capitalism not to be a truly capitalist system. This has resulted in certain bad things. It's been very difficult for the American worker to get employment, and the jobs that do exist are without benefits, such as pensions or health benefits. Older workers are easily dispensed with for younger workers, and the result is that it's very difficult for any American worker to obtain some sort of quality employment to support his family. And so the end result is that it's very difficult because of these situations for American worker to get employment. The jobs that do exist are per diem without pensions or health benefits, and older workers are regularly dispensed with for younger workers. The end result is extremely difficult for any American worker to obtain quality employment to support his family. And we then have a situation not of a free market system, capitalist system, but a plutocratic and oligarchic system where economic and political structures are controlled by a few wealthy persons. In short, the capitalist system has become unfair and serves to exclude people from opportunities to advance themselves or even to enter the economic and political system. You might say that the capitalist system, because of the reasons I just say, it serves to exclude people from opportunities to advance themselves or even to enter the economic and political system, and it's become dysfunctional. So what about Marx? Marx and Engels address their writings, which I have read, and they are very, very interesting and dynamic and thoughtful, to the abuses of the working class in industrialized countries of Europe at that time. These abuses included child labor and the use of sweatshop labor. And Marx proposed a number of ideas, which I think were good ideas. Number one, he seeks to eliminate class divisions, which capitalism encouraged. These divisions are falsely based on someone having greater wealth. And it is really ridiculous to refer to a person who has greater wealth than others in the society as upper class, as the having of wealth has no significance. So Marx proposed to eliminate wealth class divisions. And I thought that's a good idea. Why should a person having a lot of money be regarded as upper class, since the having of that wealth has no actual significance? Marxism also has another idea. He proposes to provide free health care and free education for everybody. And so, more to the point, he tries to eliminate income inequality to allow people of talent and merit the possibility of obtaining positions that the capitalist system might bar them from because of their lack of wealth. So he seeks to provide some sort of employment for all and free health care and free education, seeks to eliminate income inequality, which I think Jesus wants to. I think Marxism and Marx and socialism have a Christian mode element. I think they do. I think that Jesus doesn't want qualities, doesn't want class divisions. He wants to eliminate income inequality, and Marxism and socialism seeks to provide health care and free education for the entire population and thus allow people of talent and merit the possibility of obtaining positions that the capitalist society might bar them from because of their lack of wealth. The ultimate aim of Marx in his writings was to bring about a society not controlled by wealth or aristocracy, but by the workers. It was a good idea. It was a Christian concept, essentially, in many ways, or at least a Judeo-Christian concept. But in many countries, such as Russia, China, Cuba, and North Korea, the attempt to bring these things resulted in force and a totalitarian state or dictatorship. So Marx had some pretty good ideas that should be considered by thinking people. Number one, the elimination of classes based on wealth. Good idea. We should not have a society controlled by wealth. Two, the elimination of income inequality and the redistribution of wealth is also a good thing. Marx and socialism posits the elimination of income inequality and the equal distribution of wealth. Three, that a society should be governed by the people is a good thing, which is what Marx proposed, a workers' society. It's a good idea. It's a good thing. So I cannot say where Marx and Marxism went wrong or socialism, but at the present time, the capitalist system as it's developed and evolved is problematic and wanting. Capitalism has evolved into a sort of totalitarian state which the wealthy elite rule and in which the vast majority of the population toil to survive. I think that's the way it has developed, and for the reasons I gave previously. I can't give a solution to the present problems in our capitalist system, but I say this much, that the system should be reexamined in the light of the ideas behind Marxism and socialism, which have a Christian basis of eliminating income inequality, free education, free health care, and a society governed by workers and the people, and the elimination of income inequality and the redistribution of wealth. That was a good idea. It's a Christian concept. Jesus wants the elimination of income inequality. He wants people to have equality. It is a Christian idea. Marxism and socialism had their ground in Christianity, and they still do. I think our present system of capitalism should be reexamined in the light of the ideas of Marxism and socialism. I don't wish to impose a totalitarian state, which Marxist developed society developed into, but I do suggest, although our capitalist system is good and I endorse it, it should be reexamined in light of the other concepts, thoughts, and ideas which I have just mentioned. I believe in capitalism. I think it's the best of all possible worlds. I don't think Marxism and socialism have proved themselves viable, but I think they have as their basis Christian concept and some very good ideas. Maybe they don't work. Maybe capitalism does work better. I think it does. But the ideas behind socialism and communism should be allowed to be considered and given equal consideration. The elimination of income inequality, the elimination of classes, the elimination of giving free education and free health care to people are good things. The elimination of classes is a good thing. Capitalism has developed into a plutocratic, something of a plutocratic system. It is not what it envisioned originally. It is not a free market. It's just what I said. There are problems in it, such as outsourcing, the elimination of unions, manufacturing leaving the United States, and the entrance of large numbers of workers illegally to take jobs from workers in the United States. These are problems, and they have created problems in the capitalist system, and I think we should seek, recognize the problems, and go about seeking a solution. Thank you very much for this talk that I've been giving you tonight.